Pathfinder.
Pathfinder.
The Scarab Swarmcast is recorded, mixed, and produced at Lord Wellington's Beef Trapeze in Columbia, South Carolina. Mostly. Scarab is the South Carolina area role players and board gamers convention held annually in Columbia, South Carolina on MLK weekend for 4 days. The Scarab Swarmcast podcast is hosted by and features many of the Scarab staff and guests. Views and opinions expressed on this show usually come from a random D20 chart or an FAQ found on the web somewhere, and usually don't reflect anything any sane person would or should think. Ah, I'm Toast, your kobold announcer. And now, here's our host, John Middles!
Hello there. You are listening to the Scarab Swarmcast. John is busy recovering from the con still, so I, the computer, am taking over. This episode features John, Ruby, Nick, and Tim plus a cavalcade of walkers-on. But first, Kristen Chill, the Scarab Iron GM for 2016, has a few words to say. Also, check out PandaCon. Keep, keep. Haha. Computer joke.
So it's Monday, last day of the con. Last few hours of the con, and I'm joined by a very special guest, the 2016 Scarab Iron GM.
And his adoring fans.
With his adoring fan.
Where's your wife?
She took.
She'd be your adoring fan.
She's buying stuff with his money.
Oh, okay.
So anyways, Scarab Iron GM 2016. Hey, they even banged a cymbal or gong for you. Kristen Chow, I think that's right. Yay! You may have heard him on such a podcast as the Scarab Swarm something before.
Yes. Gamer Food and the review of Eldritch Horror and a couple other things here and there.
So you won the 2016 Scarab Iron GM contest. You are the Scarab Iron GM for the year of 2016.
I am. I am officially made of chemical element FE. Yes.
So how does that feel?
Pretty good. I was not expecting or even really trying to win. The main thing I was after was I've never actually played the system that I ended up running. I really liked it after reading over it and the source material that led to the game. So I just wanted to play it. And I figured this was a great way to force other people to play it too.
Okay. So what system did you run?
It was the Mistborn Adventure Game series based on the Mistborn series of books by Brandon Sanderson. Luckily, I ended up with someone who had actually read some of the books in my group. So her enthusiasm and half-remembered knowledge of the setting really helped sell things at certain points. She was afraid of some of the enemies enough that it kind of infected everyone else at the table.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, especially since she was running the beat stick in the party. So when the most powerful, physically speaking, character in the group is scared of something, everyone else gets scared too.
Everyone else falls in line. Well, cool. So what did you think of the contest itself?
It was... So I went in with pre-gens and sort of a very, very rough idea of how, you know, some plot points. And then as soon as I got the random elements, some of those went right out the window. I had to think of new ways of incorporating some of these elements that kind of fit in with the setting and the game mechanics and how are certain things going to work. There aren't any witches in Mistborn universe, and I had that as one of my random elements. So trying to figure out, you know, how do I incorporate some of this stuff in was the big challenge. But it was fun because, you know, it really kind of stretched my imagination and it was... I don't think I succeeded all the way. Like, I tried to get across the idea of, like, luck.
Uh-huh.
That I don't think I was very successful with. And the kaleidoscope eyepiece for the visual element of the random things I had to incorporate, that was kind of just a throwaway, literally at the last minute. I'm like, I have to do this somehow. But coming up with good ways of using some of the other elements was really fun.
Well, very cool. Was there anything you learned from this that you might take away for any other attempts at Iron GM, maybe in 2017?
So most of my GM experience so far has been with really, I guess, crunchy rule systems.
Okay.
Pathfinder, almost exclusively. And this is the first, like, storytelling game. So I had to learn how to trust my players a bit more, I guess.
Okay.
So that's something I definitely will try to take away and use later on as a GM.
Okay. And do you think you are going to compete in 2017 to defend your title?
Sure, why not? I think I'll have to come up with a new system to run. But
oh, that would be awesome.
Maybe Feng Shui, too.
Maybe Feng Shui, too. You did win a copy of that. So you got a whole year to learn that system. And
apply it. Yeah, apply figure it. Out how to actually run it for people.
Listen to all the back episodes of Ken and Robin talk about stuff.
I'll go and look at his Kickstarter video and be amazed at how bored he sounds as he's trying to get everyone hyped up for the game.
We're cool.
Right on cue. Another adoring fan.
And we're going to make sure we get that person in your... we're going to put that baby in your game next year. That'll be the challenge next year. There'll be a baby at each table.
I say the challenge next year is make everyone have to run PFS where all the pregens are Harsk.
Oh, wow. That
would
be interesting.
And the challenge is make it fun for the players.
Make it fun for the players. Yes. Because if you can suck up to the players, then you're good to go.
Exactly.
Honestly, the scores this time were so close that the players were all... The judges kind of scored the same on everybody. It was all... I mean, different categories were different numbers. But all the final scores kind of came out around the same. So the players really had a lot more pull, a lot more say in the way the games went this time.
I do want to say the players I had were awesome. Like I said, one of them was already invested in the series. All the players bought into the pre-gen like backstories that I really quickly wrote up on the back of everyone's character sheets.
Uh-huh.
So there was a lot of player buy-in. Even the guy who fell asleep partway through, he'd been running all con every single slot so far. So he was just kind of exhausted, and he kind of drifted off for about 5 minutes when his character wasn't actually doing anything. But after that, he came right back in.
I talked to him later, and he wanted to tell me he felt bad about that. But
and I think honestly,
but it had nothing to do with you.
The celebrity guest judge really made it, because Ruby's took the character I wrote up, a few brief sentences, and she ran with it. Just totally ran with it in exactly the kind of direction I was expecting someone to run, and kind of pulled the other players in, and also raided a noblewoman's panty drawer, which... that allowed me to use one of the scent cans
that
I got.
One of the scent cans.
So it worked out really great.
Oh, my goodness. Well, cool. Is there any other last words to say about the Iron GM contest, or any words of advice or throwdowns that you want to challenge?
I don't even... like I said, I didn't come in expecting anything like a win. I didn't expect a place. So I was really pleasantly surprised. But as far as advice, the things I did were I started with, you know, right into a combat to get the players invested, and then end with something really big and splashy and memorable. So
cool.
That's the tactics I did. And then, you know, everything else was fill in the middle.
Let's fill in the middle.
Get from the beginning to the end, yeah.
Well, very cool. Well, thank you for joining me here, Kristen.
Yeah, sure.
Milk that that Iron GM title for as long as you can.
You'll probably hear it again in future podcasts.
Candid confessions from the booth.
I like to touch you at night.
Oh, well, that's good, because we're married and it's in the same room.
Hand-holding is good for couples.
You know, like
it's a small little thing you can do to just reaffirm, you know.
I see you and Aaron holding hands all the time.
Yeah, that's what we do.
And I know Sam isn't too jealous, because she knows.
No, she knows, and two, you know, she encourages it.
Yeah, she's like, good, you hold his hand, because I'm tired of it.
Yeah,
I don't want to hold that.
It's great. She gets all the love and attention, and I get all the hand-holding.
And the hugging and snuggling. And
yeah, you know.
Deep, passionate kisses.
I like deep, passionate kisses.
And I cannot lie.
Walking in the sand.
Holding hands as we walk in the sand on a nice sunset on a summer's eve.
I like holding sand as we walk through passionate kisses and
drink your drugs. Don't go to milk.
We set the sun.
Okay, so every time you record, it gets even weirder because it gets later in the con.
Yeah,
I know.
So welcome to Weird Hour.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, so
yeah, you were gonna tell
hey everybody, John's here. We're joined by Nick.
Hi.
Hey. And Tim, of course.
Hi.
And Ruby.
I always sneak in.
So you were gonna tell us about
yes
something.
Oh, dude. So like it wasn't anything like extraordinarily funny or strange or anything. I just thought it was a.
Oh,
it was
I'm not
cutting my. Oh no! Whoa! Hey! Stay with me. But I think it's an interesting story in terms of it really tells you why people continue to roleplay and why people love it so much.
Okay.
I ran a Pathfinder Society scenario, School of Spirits. No spoiler. Don't worry. No spoiler. Just at the very end, a couple of the players had developed such a rapport with one of the NPCs in it, and those of you who have played it will know who it is, that at the end, their dialogue, I had to just like fight back tears, because
wow.
It was so incredibly touching and emotional, and it was a really beautiful moment, and it's a great example of what happens when you've got players who really enjoy playing their character and playing with the characters in the adventure and just having a good time and playing emotions that you wouldn't feel normally.
See, that
like
is
love.
Nice.
I never feel love.
Oh, unless, I don't believe
unless
that.
Unless you're playing a Pathfinder game.
Unless I'm playing in Pathfinder, I am a sweet, passionate lover.
I'm a level 12 lover.
I have a plus 44 on my profession loving you is easy because you're beautiful check.
See, my kineticist is specialized
in love making.
Telekinetic love making.
Okay. My brain works in weird ways.
I think we gave this one to you, so okay.
I mean, this isn't news.
Okay. So, we had some con friends that showed up, and they were in costume. Anubis and a sexy mummy and the Pharaoh slave boys. Anubis sat down and was eating her dinner, and I just had a very weird conversation with the other ones because I thought they were talking about as I walked by. So I had to stop, of course. But they weren't. They were talking about the way that one of them says the word like one or corn or something. I just misheard, as I typically do. So we had just gotten done having this conversation. And she sits down with her salad and she puts her dressing over the salad. Well, the dressing she chose was like a Caesar dressing. And I couldn't help but say it looked like, well, it looked like a very happy man had fun with her salad.
Oh, my.
Mayonnaise.
We'll see if this makes it onto the show. This what? Is going to require editing.
No,
great.
It's not. No, it's not.
Hard edit.
No.
I see what you did. Oh,
see.
I don't know. Does your thing do the volume up down thing?
I do like that. There we go.
Yeah, there we go.
Nice little spike.
And that's how we find it.
Yeah, I'm gonna edit this out.
Yeah, he's totally not.
Because anytime I say, I'm gonna edit this out,
he's rolling his eyes and it's not happening.
Like you don't see it, but we do.
Oh, I edit out all sorts of stuff.
He does. We managed to
actually finish all whole interviews and recordings.
I'm impressed with how many interviews you managed to fake. You know. You know, there's no way that many people are willing to talk to you.
What? That's a very nice guy. Right.
But you are an incredibly talented voice actor.
Am I? Yes.
Yeah.
He's just sitting here by himself right now.
Dude, you're...
I am. This is just me.
That Del Collins character you came up with? Brilliant.
Yeah. I had to really dig deep for the inspiration for that one.
What? Pathfinder.
Pathfinder.
That was an excellent Del Collins laugh. Holy crap.
Don does have a talent. He can imitate Brian.
Yeah, well, you were there.
Yeah.
You were there when I discovered that power.
Yeah. It's one of the more useful powers.
Here goes.
I see you right over there. Come here.
Who else can imitate?
There's more. Off the top of my head.
Oh, that's a Bukowski.
Because
he's a jack. No, because he makes.
I did have a fun, really fun moment in another scenario.
Uh-huh.
Where, the group's trying to find who's bringing drugs into town.
And it was you guys.
And instead of trying to be like covert about it or anything, they like break down the door. They ghost sound and
where the drugs
and they go sound and dancing lights, red and blue lights, and a guy going wee woo wee woo wee woo wee woo, and they bust in. They flash like a piece of paper and bluff, going, Tamron PD, this is a drug bust. And they went around the entire town, busting people.
Nice.
So it got me thinking. We should have an all cops team.
An all what team?
An all cops team. We'll hit every cop film trope. You can have the buddy cops, who are both like constable cavaliers.
The odd people.
You've got your loose cannon.
Yeah.
You've got your young new recruit, who's super chipper. You've got your grizzled veteran, who's two days away from retirement. You've got your lazy detective who got really lucky early in his career on one big bust, and so he's too important for the chief to let go, but he doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
I took down that window.
And you could do every conceivable. You can have a legitimate team composition.
Because you can also have the canine unit guy.
They're all, yeah.
They're
all
because kineticists.
They're all kineticists.
They're all kineticists. I had this conversation with a couple of people. You can very easily throw in hunters, rangers, and druids for the canine unit.
Oh, yeah.
You can toss in cavaliers. Those are really easy. Inquisitors and barbarians can be really good loose cannons.
Yeah.
It's you can have a legitimate team comp.
See if I can get Clay and Mary to come over by staring at them.
Clay, Mary.
Clay. Hey, Clay.
Clay.
It's fine. Let him go.
Hey, Felicia.
Write him up. Ladies and gentlemen, Felicia's coming to the table.
Hey, Felicia. Hello. How did the working out? We still got a handful of stuff out. We haven't started packing up yet because people are still checking out pretty steadily.
Yeah.
Cool.
So we got some new stuff that happened with the board game library this year, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? What happened this year with it?
It was organized.
Yeah.
What?
And alphabetical.
And?
That's fantastic.
And we have this checking out thing.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Thing? What kind of thing?
We have this awesome book that has all of the games that we have in it.
Yeah.
And you can look at them and see how many people can play them and how long it takes to play.
Wow, that sounds super smart.
This round of fishing.
Yes.
This round of fishing for compliments has been brought to you by Ruby.
She's pretty organized. There's this Ruby girl that's pretty good at organizing things.
I don't know. I've heard some.
That.
heard some things.
I don't know, but I have to say, whoever came up with the idea of putting the games on shelves so that we don't have these 5-foot-tall stacks of games that fall on your head when you grab the one on the bottom.
So what do you think the most popular game checked out was?
Splendor got checked out an awful lot.
And that was the new one we got this year.
Yeah, that was one that we just added this year. Of course, the kids are checking out for that. All the adults have gotten into that.
Okay.
Jenga was very popular with the small crowd, I guess.
I think they were just prepping for the giant Jenga.
That's what I was fixing to say. They were prepping to play with the giant Jenga.
Or a giant dread table.
I got a massive game of Red Dragon Yen going this morning, so I had a couple of boxes of that and all of the extra characters we have for that went out.
Good. I'm really glad to hear
it. I need to get Red Dragon at 5, because apparently the box is huge. So
is it?
So it's built so you can put all the decks.
Ooh, girl.
Quite well. We'd love to have
it's
you guys come check out some games.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Cool. Hi, we have the
look who's
2016 Smash Social Media Scavenger Hunt person standing here at the table. How can I help you, Bill?
Hello, everyone. I just made some hello.
Oh.
Thank you.
So how did you like your games? Were there any ones you didn't know or didn't have, or did you want to swap one out? Okay, what do you want? They have Cow, Mad Cow, the boss monster in the set that needs to stay with this group.
Okay.
Oh yeah, I've seen those before.
This was the original, this is a newer thing. I don't know, I've never played this
Dude,
one.
Get the new hotness.
This one?
Yeah,
one. New do hotness.
Alright, thank you. Yep.
Yeah, scavenger hunt was loads of fun.
Right? So what item do you think you like the best in there? I can tell you which one I like, especially of your pictures.
So what do you think was the best picture then?
I think his best picture is he actually combined two different things. Del Collins in a diaper and Del Collins dueling for a goal.
Gold D6.
So he got little cocktail weenie.
That deserves me.
Yeah. He got little cocktail weenie swords, Del put the diaper on his head, though I would have liked to have actually seen the Depends kind of diaper.
Yeah, I didn't get out to the drugstore to buy any.
But you know, and it was over a pair of golden D6s that he specifically bought here at one of our vendors.
Yes, because it was the only set there.
Wow.
That was my favorite picture of his. There were some others that I was like,
I'm sure I was like, oh, that's the only set we have. And he buys it and pulls out one from a bin.
Because the day I decided to make it,
this is the only set we have.
It is a rare, ground for me. Long from Gelton Africa.
That was one of the requests, so we had this giant case.
Generic foreign guy.
We still have a ton of
foreign guys are really shady.
Well, thank you.
I look forward to it next year.
We'll try and put some more bizarre and interesting and harder to find things.
Sounds good.
No more. All right.
Give it up for Bearwald. Yay!
Alright, so hi, how are you? We are recording. Forewarning. Alright.
Would you like to give a few words about your experience at Scarab?
Sure.
We'll give you some fun.
Yeah,
flag.
Oh, you don't want one?
Oh, dude, you want a flag?
Oh, yeah. I'll take a flag.
Flags are sweet.
Yeah, it's one of these cool things.
Like
here, you should have one too, Nick.
Okay.
You really should.
You really should.
Oh, man. These are so awesome.
Aren't they pretty?
Where can you get these?
Where can I get these other than right here, except for right here?
Well,
You know, if you find John, he might have them at other places, but... So
you're telling me that if I hang out with John at a convention, I might be able to get one of these?
Yep.
Maybe.
if he brings them with him.
If he remembers to bring them.
Wow, that's awesome.
I think they're pretty.
Hello.
Hi. So what'd you end up playing this week?
I ended up running a lot of games. Oh. I ran the special on Friday night. I played in the special with Nick.
So you're a Pathfinder person?
Yes, Pathfinder primarily.
Pathfinder.
Are you ever using that? Give it here.
Pathfinder.
Just kidding. No more clapping.
Okay, fine. I got other I got other sound effects.
Yeah, I had a lot of great groups. I couldn't complain very much. I had fun.
So that means there is some complaints.
Well.
Okay.
Nothing that can be done.
I mean, you know, for the one bad guy, you get, you know, 100 awesome ones, so.
Yeah, exactly.
It's, you know, luck of the draw.
Yeah.
I got a lot more role-playing scenarios than I thought I would get, and I had fun surprising people with certain characters.
Nice.
Which, of course, I can't spoil.
Yeah, one of my favorite parts about coming down to Scarab is that, really, that, like, you know, awesome player to bad player ratio is really skewed in the direction you want.
Bad players?
We're very few players.
I'm saying. But, I was picking on you.
We try to get the best players.
Yeah, you're not allowed to pick on me.
GMs.
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I mean, you keep bringing me here, so.
We have a GM dungeon.
2 years in a row, so.
You what?
I've come 2 years in a row, so there's obviously a problem with the selection process.
Do you have money? That's our that's our selection process.
That's our one. Really. That's our one vice.
Are you paying?
We're addicted to money.
We are addicted to money.
We just can't get
money.
Enough of it, I guess. We don't do this for the money.
The more we have, the better we can make it.
The more we grow.
Actually, speaking of growing, this year we actually have all of the rooms here in the convention center.
Oh, yeah.
Now, they weren't all filled to capacity, so we still do have room to grow.
Yep.
Our overflow room we used twice, and we had like 5 games in there.
Cool.
So, but plenty of space left there.
The fact that you have an overflow room that needed to be used is awesome.
That too.
Yes. Yeah, so, you know, being one of those dirty Pathfinder nerds, you know, the Pathfinder room is usually always full. But one thing I was really impressed with year after year, and especially this year, was how full the board gaming room was throughout the weekend. That was great.
Yes. Very
so
proud of that.
So you ever try other games?
I love board games.
Yes, but normally not at conventions.
Oh, that's a real shame.
See, that's where I try new games, is at a convention.
He only tries new games in an unconventional setting.
You know, like the back
I was just about to say the back alley.
I don't hit the convention scene a lot. Like, the only two conventions I really go to are Scarab and Gen Con.
Okay.
Look at that. We're up there with Gen Con.
This
guy.
Moving on up.
I don't think I'm going again this year, though. It's a real fun. Even though they pay for my room and stuff, it's kind of a financial burden.
See, so this guy, he's a professional gamer. He's been doing this for years, he said. And he would rather go to Scarab instead of Gen Con.
Scarab, kumbaya. Scarab.
I mean, I've only been playing Pathfinder for about 4 years, but my 2 times at Gen Con, I had a lot of fun, but I always have more fun here.
Yeah, well, because it's more
casual.
It's more casual. It's more intimate.
Yeah.
So you get to know people, and then you see people you.
Yeah, a number of people too. So. Yeah.
So get some.
Well,
get
really
the new
nice
old and the Cratchit people.
Yeah, a lot of people from the region around the regions that we normally don't get to see.
Right.
Get to see them here.
I still have dancing license that goes up 100 feet on like.
And you may or may not hear in the background more PFS speaking.
Oh my god, Pathfinders, god.
Let me tell you about my kineticist. That's the, that's the catchphrase this
pretty,
year.
I'm pretty guilty of that myself, though. I can get pretty deep into the conversation. I was so excited, though. I got to explain the grapple rules to somebody, Nick, and I was completely right.
Oh,
without looking it up.
Oh. Now, if only you can teach everyone how poison works, that would be great.
The grapple rules
I
are not as complicated.
How boys work.
How boys work?
Oh, I know all about. I know all
Jonathan,
about
how do boys work?
Oh my.
But, but because we're recording, I will not go into how boys work.
Hey, yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Kids, ask your parents or look it up on the internet.
I will not be
responsible
for raising
kids. If you're gonna search it on the internet, don't use Bing. Nobody uses it. Google it, okay?
Just Google it. You Google it.
You Google it.
Google. Give me money.
You Google it. You get onto your little Netscape browser and
Netscape.
AOL.
AOL's back and they're stronger than ever. Now they stream videos and stuff.
What?
Yeah. And they just put up a thingy that that they're considering changing their name, rebranding to a new name and everything.
So it would be a really smart idea for them.
I know, right?
Right now it's just called like AOL On or something.
Yeah.
Bizarre. I like that.
That's right.
It would actually be a really good idea if they just to drop the America Online completely.
Yeah, there should be like International Online. International Online would work better because it would be ION.
But there's already like fans and stuff that are like
branded. Branding that right now.
Maybe not.
Branded. Boom. Anybody who uses the word ION now owes me a nickel.
Yeah! Uses the word ION?
You owe me a nickel.
Yeah.
But
dude, just add a U to that.
It's a good deal. It's a good deal because that nickel will let you use that for like a year.
So. I think you have to compete I'm not with greedy. Scientists for the word ION.
Man, you can't like.
I'm gonna call up all the scientists.
Really? All the scientists love me. Nickel. Own, you know, land. Because, you know, it's the earth.
You can't really the sacred, bro.
The land can own you, but you can't.
We're
own
channeling
the
land. Our inner hippie.
I don't know what
we're doing. No, I really feel like we all need to calm down and just, like, get in touch with our inner selves for a moment.
Wow. You've been touching your inner self way too much. that deserves a button. What about this one? There we go.
Yay. And there was much rejoicing.
And there was much rejoicing. What? I had this prepped for my Kobolds game, so I got a lot of chicken noises.
When all you have is a hammer.
So, okay, we're sitting in the Swarmcast booth that we take to different conventions. At first, it was, you know, just the poles and the curtain, you know, to help baffle sound in the different places. At KingCon that we went to, well, actually, let me back up. At Christmas time, when we were putting up all our Christmas lights, John's like, hey, I want to put lights in the booth. Okay, well, we have these icicle lights. Fine. So KingCon was the first experience of putting icicle lights up. And it was great.
Because you can't tell me this isn't.
And so
shranky.
Christmas time came around.
Bachelor pad away from your house, right?
And,
what?
It's like a bachelor pad away from your house. Right?
No, I need a hammock in here.
Oh, dude, yeah.
A couple of hammocks. Come on, sit down. Let's do an interview.
So.
Beanbag chair.
You laugh, but we have them at our house. They're like, ones that we made.
Hey, man, beanbags, just like.
It's like we can make that happen.
Just take a seat.
Yeah.
Let's talk about
it. Anyway, for Christmas, we decided we were going to do a small little thing. We were going to go to this place called Five and Below, where everything's $5 and below. And we were going to spend like $10. You know, we had $11 for the tax and everything, but you know, we were going to spend $10 and we would get things. And after that, I was like, I know exactly what I got, what I'm going to get him if I see it there. And he now has a mirrored disco ball hanging in his lights. And he actually has this little lighted disco light thing that will project.
All right, fine. It
plugs into like your phone and it goes to the music and whatnot. So he had it. But yeah, I'm a little disappointed this doesn't throw off a little more sparkle from the lights.
You know what?
There.
It's the thought that counts.
I know.
Sparkles.
Well, they usually
sparkles.
Have
sparkles. Yeah, on it, but.
Boom. Oh yeah.
Yeah, see?
Aw, oh, yeah.
I'm a dude. But you have to have that cut on in order for the speaker part to work. I have to go. Plug it in. It's a speaker. I'm like showing you technology that already.
What?
Wow. That's not amazing.
Technology that has existed for longer than I've been alive.
Holy crap!
What is it?
It makes static.
It's exciting.
It makes static. Yes.
No, that's because of my. That's because of my.
It's a proof of concept.
Well, I was testing out the speaker. Yeah, that's what I was doing.
All right.
All right, wait.
But anyway, You will never be able to miss the Swarmcast booth if it is set up at these conventions.
I mean, it's so beautiful.
It is.
It's nice that it's like one of the first things you see when you walk in the door.
Actually, King Con too.
They think we run.
Yes. King Con. Yes. People were coming over and asking where things were, or if you could get, you know, like things for the convention. We're like, we're Scarab. We're running games here.
But yeah,
you can go up front to the.
You should King come to our con.
Yeah.
So, but you can come to our convention. And...
So it's a good eye drawer. It's a good puller. And then it doesn't hurt that John gives away free stuff at the booth a lot of times out of 10.
Yeah. Here, not at King.
At other places, too. It's not as prevalent, but yeah.
I remember getting everything. You guys had that huge box of like random stuff.
Random goodies.
Yeah. Yeah.
I still have the glow in the dark zombies I snagged from you guys.
Nice. Nicely done. Do you use them in your games? John totally does.
Dude, all the time.
A big Sharpie?
The
or
the zombie dogs and the zombies from the game zombies? Yeah. All the time.
Yeah.
They're great.
They're zombies, they're humans, they're demons, they're everything because I'm lazy.
Yeah. Is that my gamer? They're a medium-sized creature.
Gamers are humans and zombies and demons.
You know, I use all the same minis for everything.
Use your imagination anyway.
And I don't tell my players what they are.
I find
and in case you're wondering who I am, you can avoid my table. My name is spelled J O
Mini.
I know it says that my character's eyes are gray. They're really blue.
Because there's nothing more annoying than getting some big bad of your scenario figured out by a player metagaming.
Yeah, I agree.
When you get mad.
That's why you there's a lot of more annoying things, but that's kind of annoying.
That's why you pay some like weird game that nobody's ever heard of that's on Kickstarter and be like, oh, let's try this out. And then maybe people are like, I don't know what's going on.
What
like,
are you saying?
Cool.
What are you saying?
Hey,
I've
played like most of the like new games that have been like trending from like you and other people.
Speaking of which, Mistborn, totally have to harass Christian to run some to run a few games of it for us.
Mistborn?
So the rest of you guys, the rest of you schlubs, will try it out.
Yeah, it sounds fun. Hey. Mistborn, the game that I constantly was
getting the name of. We're doing, are you leaving? Alright, well you drive safely. Thank you. Thank you for being here and running things.
What you got there?
This is a knockoff HeroScape or HeroQuest.
I saw the V and I was like, don't tell me he's got Merchants of Venus.
I actually never played that. But this was, you know, $20 and it's a campaign game. And my HeroQuest is kind of beat up.
I still can't wait to set up my class deck.
I could get some replacement doors running.
Playing all these days.
Good show. You did a good job.
Thank you for coming. I'm really glad you got to run all sorts of games. I'm glad you got to participate in the RGM.
Yes.
And got second place.
I will, it's just drop it in. I mean,
I have no blood.
I'd like to do that again next year.
Nope.
Yeah. John will put out the call at some point when, you know, we've recovered our brains.
Yes, brains.
Wait.
Yeah, you say that you're the zombie people. Way to go. You're all the zombies.
Hey, take a bullet or two. Well, that came out wrong.
I would take a bullet for you.
Hey, no, even better.
Oh, it's not
this game.
Take a bag.
You want a bag?
Take a bag.
Oh, nice. Dude, bags, nice.
Do you want a bag?
Dude, I've never gotten a bag. Can I have a bag?
Really?
Yeah.
You've gotten a bag?
Dude. Like, I'm here all the time, I never get anything because everybody just assumes that I... Ooh, girl.
Make up for lost time. Girl. Do you have a bag?
I would like
another bag. The previous one I had broke.
This one exactly fits. It's like it was made for me.
I learned my lesson there. I haven't tried the tote one, but these ones aren't exactly great for...
No, they're awesome.
They're awesome.
I now feel like a Japanese school
girl. Like, hers was lasting for a while.
Well, at least you're not dressed like a Japanese school girl.
We use ours for groceries, though. So.
Yeah.
And the tote ones.
So
the new one this year. Okay, I'm a little bit of history about the bags.
Sure.
So we had some really, really bad drawstring bags 1 year. and they really didn't last. And the reason I say that is because books barely fit in them. They were smaller, so people put these big, heavy Pathfinder role-playing books in them.
Perfect for that one game.
I think that was the year I got my bag.
And so, if it was too heavy, it just didn't support a lot of weight. It was good for con bags, stuffing it for con stuff, but it wasn't meant for heavy-duty book bag type stuff. So those fell apart for people, and then we kind of heard complaints. So we're like, okay, we'll look into it. We got something a little sturdier. And then from the board game people, they were always complaining, nothing fits in it, it's too small.
This fits? I didn't complain.
Not from you. That's what I'm saying, is that they weren't right.
She's just giving you a history. She's giving you a history, the history of
the con evolution, the con bag evolution. And then, so we started looking for the new bags, and the ones that we have this year are the ones I wanted last year, but they were out of blue. They weren't getting any blue in until after our convention. So we settled for something else. And I personally have found using them for grocery bags, they aren't good with canned goods. Again, not meant for lots and lots of weight. But this year's con bag, which is a nice big...
I saw them. They look cool.
They're a nice size.
We had board game stuff in mind.
I very much did.
We had the board game gamer in mind.
That's what we do.
Didn't.
But this year's is a little thicker even than those.
Wasn't it like the last time I saw you?
You could put at least one copy.
I had a demo.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Because I knew, because you were bragging about it, and I was like, this is so sweet.
Yeah. But anyway, thank you, Dennis.
I run lots of games that don't have lots of source books, so it'll be like, this could be good for one session.
Yeah.
Fiasco.
We used it for packing clothes.
Fiasco.
We used it for dirty clothes a lot.
Not the one we gave you.
Yeah. So, have a safe drive back, and we will definitely see you for ShushCon in Pawleys Island. When? March?
Second weekend of March.
Okay.
Second weekend of March.
It's a free library con.
It's a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
That is the cleverest name I've ever heard.
Not ever, but it's pretty clever.
Well, the alternate
they don't need to know that.
Dewey DesiCon.
DesiCon.
It didn't brand as easily.
Oh, okay.
It's way better than... I can't even remember what they call the one in Fayetteville.
Libracon.
Libraricon.
It sounds like a transformer.
That's that was kind of the
point.
The
thing. Yeah, a bunch of books that transform into robots and combine together to become one.
It's going to have a.
They become an encyclopedia.
Actually, have
nice.
The Comic Con thing they're doing is getting
bye.
Get lots of rest this week.
Oh, sure.
So where we're from, up in Fayetteville, they just had a
Scarefest?
A trial. No, that was up in Asheville.
Oh, okay.
In October, they had the first Fayetteville Comic Con.
Really?
Yeah, they're expecting a crowd of about 2,000 people.
Nah.
About 8,000 people rolled in.
Really?
Holy crap.
Yeah.
The Fayetteville.
Yeah.
Like people always discount the population of Fort Bragg.
Yeah, it's okay. So next year they've already it was supposed to be just a 1 day thing. An hour after they closed, they said next year 2 full days, no problem.
Nice.
They sold out of vendor space.
Isn't it
within
Heroes
4 hours?
Con that's usually in.
There's one in Charlotte.
Yeah.
I've been there a couple of times.
Yeah, that one's fun. Yeah. It's a good one.
It's a good people watching one.
People aren't creative about their comic book conventions. They just call it Name of City Comic Con.
Yeah. But there's another convention coming to Fayetteville that I'm really excited about.
Which one?
It's called PandaCon.
Oh. Why are you excited about that?
I'm excited about that because I'm organizing it.
I was like, this is just a bunch of people coming to your house. And...
No. We're actually hosting it in our friendly local game store.
Which is the name of...
It is.
Yeah, tell us about PandaCon.
Yeah,
this is your chance to...
Yeah, so PandaCon is being held at Hobbytown USA in Fayetteville.
Okay.
North Carolina.
Okay.
It's a good-sized store, plenty of space for gaming. There's going to be a bunch of Pathfinder. There's going to be...
Of course there is.
Yeah, of course there's going to be Pathfinder. But we're making room for the very large X-Wing community.
Ah.
In town.
Okay.
Sure. Some Armada is going to be played as well. We're going to find some...
What about real RPGs, you know, other than Pathfinder?
Dang.
Good
fake stuff.
Good matter.
I'm not okay.
Well,
it's
for the Mistborn players and the Shadows of Estrin players.
You know, the kobolds ain't my babies, people.
So I have not gotten any requests.
Okay.
They just haven't heard.
They just haven't been exposed to the true gaming experience.
Yeah, exactly. So it's certainly something. it's going to be fun.
Yeah, it does sound that way.
I enjoy it.
It's gonna be slobbery.
To it.
So that's PandaCon.
You're legally required to.
I was about to say, Nick's not letting me not GM for this.
Okay.
Unless I have
you don't have to GM for it. I don't care what you do at it. You just got to be there.
You just got to GM for it.
I've got a really,
like, okay,
really,
if you're
really
a local of mine, you're listening to this, you have to go.
So when is
it?
When is PandaCon?
It's going to be the weekend of April 16th.
Oh.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't know.
That's actually kind of a strategic date, right?
Well,
why is that?
We wanted to avoid some other cons that were kind of bookending us in the area. Like April.
We won't mention those guys.
Yeah, they're terrible. Don't go. but it'll be our Pathfinder community's first chance at really getting some con experience. A lot of our locals don't travel too far or anything, so it'll be good for them.
So what are we looking at as far as fees or entries or what sort of thing?
It's just being held in the store. I'm actually finalizing everything with the owner right now.
I haven't actually told the owner yet. But.
I haven't made anyone aware of it. No.
So this is the
2 days
first
beforehand.
You know?
Oh, FYI.
Yeah, we're still kind of finalizing that, but we wanted to make it accessible for everybody.
Okay.
So it's not going to be extravagant or anything.
Okay. Well, I'll look forward to it.
Yeah.
We might show up.
Yeah,
PandaCon.
Yeah, the I think the
PandaCon.
PandaCon.
The anime version is going to be PandaCon.
You should have heard some of the other suggestions that were thrown out.
Not going there. You don't want to give other people ideas.
Like, I don't know, some of the other suggestions for the name.
Oh.
They're like, we can't put that on the door because then we get
to put it in the newspaper.
Yeah, put that in the newspaper.
Name your convention.
Kids might show up. We can't call it that. We got to explain stuff.
Alrighty then. I'm going to step away for a minute and say hello to some other people I've barely got to see, so.
All right, so that was Nick telling us about PandaCon.
And that's the way the news goes.
Nice. I didn't expect you to get to plug that.
Hey, man. I do as I please.
He lives to plug things.
By the way, this plug brought to you by the delicious taste of off-brand soda. Mmm, good.
Okay. Yes, I have those in there for my
friends. Yeah, you need them. You never know when you might need it.
That's why I'm limited by what I got. So, yeah, anything else?
Yeah.
No.
Con's coming to a close. Super exciting.
Everything's winding down.
It's all winding down. What's been
like
your favorite? What's been your favorite moment so far?
People!
You've only got like 5 hours to make it better.
I've only got what?
You've only got like 5 hours to get a better thing, so I think now's a decent time.
5 hours? I don't even know what time it is. I don't even know
it's almost
time
to get ill.
It's almost one?
It's almost 1 p.m.
So let's see. I was about to ask Tim what my favorite thing was. Tim, what was my favorite moment?
You liked the rock bands.
I did. You know what? I did have a lot of fun singing some songs last night in there. I did a really awesome rendition of "What You Want" by the Beastie Boys.
Yeah, it was a legendary performance.
It was legendary.
It was.
Yeah, I almost wish that somebody had been in there too.
record that, because that would have been awesome.
You also wish you hadn't been playing to a crowd of one.
Well,
so.
No, it was like three if you count me. Ruby and Tim were in there. Tim was trying to play the guitar.
Trying
because I was doing such a legendary performance.
You don't get to be an audience member of your own show.
Ruby was trying to score the scavenger hunt thing, and she had to leave the room because she was
enjoying it too much.
Enjoying it too much. It was pretty awesome. Because I think it all stemmed from, damn it, at some point this weekend I'm going to do this. It was going to be at the Cobalt game, but I might as well do it here. It was awesome. What was it like? Who knows? I'll have to Tim does. I'll have to recreate that for one of my games.
No, John. You just need to play it at home.
I'll see you guys later. I'm gonna.
All right, man.
Thanks, Jonathan.
You just need to play the game at home again, and just turn the microphone on and just record.
And just record it. Yeah, I'll put it up on YouTube.
How many babies were eating my kobolds this weekend?
Well, let me tell you. None.
None.
Because I had a lot of people who said, "Oh, I love that game," and then they walk away.
Oh, dude! Like, so nobody wanted to like Hail King Torg or anything.
Yeah. Oh, Hail King. Oh, yeah. It was very disappointing. Yeah. You know, Monday of the con. It's. Oh, look who we have here. How's it going, sir?
It's good.
And who are you, and what the hell are you doing here?
I don't know.
Okay. Man.
Goodbye.
And there he goes, everybody.
I miss him already.
I do too. Let's go back and see him again. We've traveled to the present.
Stupid time machine.
You never see that on Doctor Who. You never see him go, "We're gonna go somewhere we've never gone before." Where? The present. Click, click, click. You know.
Oh, I was kind of hoping we would do the time travel thing and then immediately break into. So anyway, here we are at the close of
Scared
2017.
We could do that. You want to do that?
It's too late.
Well, here we are at the end of Scarab 2017. I'm joined by Nick and Tim. How's it going? How's it going, guys?
Good, good.
There was this sound back in the artist sound.
It was like this? Okay, whoa. Well, we're back at 2016, end of Scarab Con.
Wow, it's almost like you're in the future.
I know, right?
Whoa.
But we weren't. I mean, we were.
I am from the future.
There's some scary stuff there in 2017.
I'm from the past.
Yeah, like Nick.
Dude.
He's scary in 2017.
Dude, 2017 Dell?
I know. I can't believe it. With the long hair.
If I hadn't seen it with my own eyes.
I didn't. I mean, with the long hair and the dreadlocks, that was amazing.
Yeah.
He went just full Rasta in 2016.
He now identifies as Rastafarian.
He identifies as Rastafarian.
Only mildly topical there.
I can't believe how many people had babies that year. Attendance was doubled just from the sheer amount of babies.
Except, you know, babies get in free.
Yeah. So attendance doubled, but we didn't make any more money because of babies. So we're going to have to change that policy.
$1 per baby?
Yeah.
$1, baby.
People give us $1, we go, "Here's a baby."
Andy.
And
we all get silent as John Compton walks by.
It's too embarrassing. I don't want him to hear my sultry tones.
He walks by and he averts his gaze from us. They don't recognize me.
No, I need him to not recognize me.
I can't believe John Compton was there in 2017 as well.
Oh, dude.
He's like never here, right?
He put on so much weight. He's like, he weighed like 500 pounds or something. He
had to roll him.
He had to roll him in.
He had my character beaten up the other night.
Really?
Yeah.
You had your character beat.
Yes.
Up.
Yeah.
You had some people take him out to the woodshed and just.
Yeah. Yeah. At the special one Saturday. Wasn't even running my table. Just comes by.
Well, that's sad.
But you know what? I appreciated it because it was a flavor win.
A flavor win.
It was a flavor win.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the flavor win. There you go. I should get that urban on here, but instead I've got, you know.
You know, Bloody Vengeance.
That's my brand. Let's go back to the 2017.
16.
No, we're in 2017 now.
Yes. Yeah. We just Ruby, got. Thanks for joining us.
We just got out of the TARDIS.
It's the end of Scarab 2017.
Oh man, she looks kind of mad. Crap, I think I left her at the convention center.
I was wondering where you'd been the whole past year.
That's okay. Able to survive off of the food in the
trunk of the car. Oh, in the kitchen.
Yeah. But man,
I guess
the wedding.
my booth is blue and white, so it kind of could be a
time to hear first.
2017 is kind of boring. Oh no, there's some Daleks there. What are we gonna do?
Somebody get this freaking duck away from me!
Okay. And Strongbad's here too. Oh,
well, he's got it. He's taking care of it.
John just wants to play with the soundboard.
Love a dub dub!
Point taken.
Yeah.
Did you get to see him dressed?
Yeah.
They did a pretty good Rick, huh?
I was pretty okay with it. I was very happy that they freed him for the day so he could attend Scarab.
Yeah, hashtag free Rick Sanchez. Oh boy, I wasn't gonna get out of this one. See you guys in a year or two.
Kind of funny story about that one too, about how we ended up starting to watch that. I really don't like Adventure Time, the regular show, any of that. It drives me kind of bat-ish and crazy. It just annoys me.
I mean, just because you have poor taste doesn't mean we don't love you any less.
Regular show is awesome.
But, okay, I will admit, the few episodes that I've overseen you watching haven't been terrible. But Adventure Time in particular drives me insane.
I love Adventure Time.
Well, no,
then again, I'm also, you know, mentally 12, so...
I thought you were physically 12, too.
Yeah. It's why I can't get a date. It's really rough. Nobody wants to date a fat 12-year-old.
We'll have to take your word on it.
So anyway, we're visiting his folks, and I see this really weird commercial on TV. And I'm like, huh, I wonder what that is. And I was like, hey, John, there's this show. The commercial was really funny. Something called, you know, Rick and Morty. It's on Adult Swim, you know. Look, why don't we check it out? And he's like, okay, yeah, sure. And so we started watching it, and I'm like, oh my god, this is great. So, for shows, it's a style of show I normally don't like. But it's hard.
I tie the sleeves on, I just took them off. That worked pretty good. Holy shit.
Person in armor walking by. You know what that makes me think?
Yo, what up, my clip clop?
No, now, I am just pushing random buttons.
But since then, he decided, I was like, oh, we could do the Rick costume pretty easy. And then I was like, oh, my, unintentionally, I have everything but the white pants for summer. So I have to find a pair of white capri pants, and then he can be Rick. I can be Summer. Because I don't think I could pull off Morty.
I guess I just need a little plushie of Morty.
And then Adult Swim, so is it what I think it is?
Rick and Morty?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not too tall.
So it's like, so yeah, so seriously, it is last day of the con. I remember walking into one of the rooms and I thought,
it's like, now Schwitz in there.
Okay. Hey, how's it going?
Not much. Came up here to ask you something about, I remember what it was. Is there like an online key for all the dice? that Scarab gives away.
And I'm like,
to ask somebody.
And I'm like, key. What
yeah,
do you mean?
There's four per season, usually.
Of the
of the Scarab custom print sixers.
Oh, like these guys? These
yeah.
things?
There's the common, the uncommon, and two rares.
Oh, okay.
And so I've got a bunch from a couple years ago. Actually, I have at least one from every year, and I don't know which one they got.
You know what? I don't think we have any like an online. You mean like an online picture of like what all the different ones?
Yeah.
We don't, but I totally think we should.
Yes, I will talk to Randy.
Yeah, talk to Randy.
Randy might have them memorized.
That's true.
So, if so, I can write them down.
Yeah. I'll see what I could do to convince somebody to get some pictures of those up there. That would be kind of awesome.
Yeah.
Which dice do you have?
The second
place. Sarah something. Was second place. If she comes by here, she can get her stuff.
Yeah. Did you see Clay?
I think he left. I think he left with his wife and his kid.
Yes.
Maybe to get food.
I scared him off.
I don't know if they left.
62, 64.
He was sleeping under the table in the RPG prize.
Yes.
Oh, maybe I should just look behind him.
So he might... I don't think he's back there to go.
I don't like this.
You don't like what?
Being bopped.
Ready?
Oh my.
Wait, no, it's being
bopped.
I thought I could say about that, I guess.
Boo-boo for you.
Or, you know.
Deleted!
Deleted. Deleted. Deleted.
The double dose.
Have you seen the Dalek, calming thing they have? It's like some kind of video something they have, like, relax, calm,
exterminate.
Oh, okay,
but it's in that voice, but it's like...
It's more like either...
Hey, stupid, I bought you this dumb.
No, okay.
Now so you're just hitting random buttons.
I am just hitting random buttons. If I was hitting random buttons, it'd be like, wow, of course. Yeah, yep. Yeah. I have not seen. Oh, Tim's gonna find it for us.
Yeah, look at if Google would have
been
like, look at me.
Relaxation! Relaxation!
Stop.
X4D!
Alright.
Are you out of here? Or are you just
yeah, I have to head off and go make some nerds cry or something.
That sounds good to me.
Aww. Yeah.
Alright.
But as always, it's a pleasure to hang out with you and chat.
Cool. Alright, well, thanks for stopping by, Nick.
Sure thing.
Alright, that's enough of that.
Hey. I think this is it.
Hey, quit hitting me in the head. Every time you hit me in the head, you have to take one of those bullet cards.
No, he has to take like 20.
No, that and the duelist tickets.
Hello. Random hellos.
Welcome
to Dalek Relaxation for Humans. Take a deep breath in through your nose. Now exhale through your mouth, softly. Focus on slowing down your breathing into a calm rhythm. Inhale. You are becoming more and more calm. Exhale. You are feeling more and more relaxed. Inhale. Calm. Exhale. Relax. Inhale. Calm. Exhale. Relax. Inhale. Calm. Exhale. Relaxed. Continue to breathe slowly and calmly. The aches and stresses of daily life are floating away. Your tension has been exterminated. Exterminated.
Wow.
You can find that on YouTube. Just look for Dalek Relaxation Tape.
So if you wondered where the swarm is going to be in the next couple of months, well, here's the lowdown on a few of the different places. A handful of us will be at GnomeCon in Savannah, March 4th through 6th. We will be at ShushCon down near Myrtle Beach, March 11th through 13th. Del Collins is probably going to make an appearance at NotaCon in Athens, Georgia, March 18th through 20th. XCon in Myrtle Beach on May 20th through 22nd. We'll be at Con Carolinas June 3rd through 5th in Charlotte, or some of us will be up in Origins, which is June 15th through 19th. Del Collins is going to make an appearance at PaizoCon May 27th through 30th in Seattle. And I think that's about it for now. One last really important thing. We may or may not be having a game day March 19th at Firefly Toys and Games. That is still up in the air. If you're interested in having a game day with Scarab folks, let it be known on our Facebook page. All right, happy gaming.
Wow, that was fun. Serial though, what a great show. I can't help but think it was greatly improved by this computer's fine, smooth touches. Anyway, thanks to all those humans for moving their mouth flaps into the microphone. We'll have to force them into doing this again at some point. Cue up the exit from that kobold named Toast.
That's it! That's the end of this episode of the Scarab Swarmcast. If you liked this, or even if you didn't, feel free to send us an email at swarmcast@scarab.com. That's S-C-A-R-A-B. Lots of little dashes in there. Or you can leave us a message on Facebook. Yeah, Facebook. If you want us to read any of your comments on the show, let us know. Hey, subscribe to our show. Check out the show on iTunes or Stitcher Radio. Or you can grab that RSS feed from our website. You can get our website off of Facebook or off of Scarab's website. It's all a bunch of internet flibbity-jibbity. So, until next time, when you think of Scarab's Wormcast, think of this podcast. And when you think of Toast, think of me!
Music on the Scarab Swarmcast is by iFi Dragons at ifidragons.com, MC Lars at mclars.com, and Midnight Syndicate at midnightsyndicate.com.
I've never journeyed through the heart of darkness. I guess I'm not a heavy metal maniac. In fact, if you wanted to know how to write a thrash metal anthem, you'd be better off just texting Kerry King and ask him. I see this life through rose-tinted glasses. I wouldn't know where to begin to kick the asses of the head-banging masses. But I could tell you how not to write a Slayer song you'd sing about.
Bonnie Skippy's Lemonade, I've got Scotch, I've got Sundays, strolling by a park or like it's skating hand-in-hand, mini golf and BFFs, selfies, naps, and Taylor Swift, and helping with the elderly when they get across the street. That's how not to, that's how not to, that's how not to write a Slayer song.
When it comes to old school rap, my knowledge is extensive. My cartoon album art is rarely shocking or offensive. I don't rhyme about the Holocaust or even 9/11. It's Operation Dreadful Smiles, cause every time you mention the Big Four, I'm like, you mean the Ninja Turtles? But Gary Holt's from Richmond and Oakland's close, I'm sure we'll go shopping at Amoeba, and maybe he'll explain how not to write a Slayer song don't sing about
single fights or pantyhose, Miley Cyrus pizza rolls, Pinterest glitter, puffy stickers frozen. Teeny tiny take up sets, My Little Pony Barrett, for donating your time to charities that help the kids.
That's how not to, that's how not to, that's how not to write a Slayer song. Wow, I guess I do know how to write a Slayer song. I would write about hay rides and snuggies, Charleston shoes and emoticons, Austin Mahone. It's all sounding so very sweet, almost sickeningly sweet. Imagine drowning in a vat of honey, being suffocated by teddy bears, or being snuggled to death. To death! Oh, wow. I think I do know how to write a Slayer song. It's been inside of me all along. Pink is the new black.